This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And in just a few minutes, we have a story about free food. But first.
Yes, but first, okay.
Would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's take a couple of messages.
This is from YY Silence is Golden. I raised my kids to be someone who's independent, responsible, and take full accountability of their lives. It's their lives matter, not what I want them to be.
Okay. True.
Sui Chuan Aku, I don't like how the word entrepreneurs became. There are not many genuine entrepreneurs anymore. Usually those are the ones that fail. Okay.
Right. And maybe just one last one.
All right. CK, the waste guy. Need parents with entrepreneurship to raise kids to be entrepreneurs. Blind leading the blind, not the answer. Exactly. You know, I think our point, like whether you send the right school, right places, right mentors, that kind of thing. If you're not an entrepreneur yourself, right? But the skills, right? We were saying that you can also impart those skills. Yeah.
All right. There's still time for you to chime in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. But now that story about free food.
Yes, because on my Twitter, I'm a bearer of good news. Okay, so this is a brilliant story out of San Francisco. It came out in Fast Company. So if you are in San Francisco, obviously not at this point, you might come across a white fridge with paintings of garlic and carrots on the outside. Inside, you'll find that it's full of juice, cartons of eggs, loaves of bread, and drawer full of fresh vegetables, all for the taking at no cost. So this was set up by Cheetah, which is a wholesale grocery retail delivery startup, as a way to reduce the company's food waste and give that food directly to Bay Area residents in need.
Nice.
So, and isn't that, I just love this idea. So they call this the hashtag food giving campaign, and was inspired by the community fridges that popped out in New York during the pandemic. So refrigerators full of free food have appeared in streets from Brooklyn to the Bronx, and it's a neighborhood mutual aid solution to food insecurity, food which has only gotten worse throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. So Cheetah was launched in 2016. They, you know, they deliver wholesale groceries to restaurants, digitizing the distributor process with an e-commerce app. So like many restaurant providers, they also open up their platform to individuals during the pandemic, right? So they have regularly donated perishable items that are nearing their best buy date to local food banks on a weekly basis. But the CEO, Nan Moran, says the idea of the community fridges takes that a step further, because it brings the food donation all the way down to the individual. So by placing the fridge in the street near nonprofit organizations and public locations, anyone who has the need can step up to the fridge at their own convenience and take what they want. So what's available in the fridge will change depending on what's happening in the warehouse, right? They will restock the refrigerators each week, and the company's delivery vans travel all over the Bay Area, make that an easy process since they're already delivering food anyway, right? But community members and local restaurants are also encouraged to fill them with their own extra food.
So how long, is this just for now?
They say there's no timeline yet for how they will operate, but they see this as a long-term project.
That's nice.
And I'm just thinking, like, something like this would be great as well, probably in a more public area, because I'm thinking vandalism.
Right, that's one problem.
Like, you try to do good and then something like this happens. But, you know, it's so, when you talk about food security and you talk about not food wastage, what a great idea, right? There are a lot of homeless people in KL City. We don't see them, or we choose not to see them. It'd be just great to start with one, right? And then, you know, fill them up as and when, like, we know that it's got a 1 week expiry date, change that, whatever.
Yeah.
You got delivery vans. A company can do that and do something really good. And it's great PR if you have to, the PR mileage, but it is something good that you can do.
Or something close to this, maybe they can have these little fridges, but with like medicine and stuff like that. So like antibiotics, plasters, bandages, you know, because the homeless people also do get hurt sometimes, and they don't have access to first aid. And things like that. I don't know, Strepsils, something for your throat.
Yeah,
but just, you know, small things like that that they can access when they need it. If they can't, if like first aid is not immediately available to them, that would be good as well.
I see this visual image of the fridge with this big chain and lock so that it doesn't cave. That's one. And then two, you know, like the initial days, everybody will probably go insane.
Yes,
and it'll disappear.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, like, if we do this a bit
long-term, right,
then
the right people will get access to it.
And then it'll be, people will be more conscious. I think, let's try to educate people. I know, and I can just see this. And then there's a CCTV camera.
Oh, gosh.
I can just see our good plans happening like that. Anyway.
Yeah, but still, you know, really great initiative by Cheetah. And, you know, hopefully it will travel around the world as well. So, you know, just to wrap up, would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? Let's look at the final results of the poll.
All right. So it's 84.4% that says yes. The 15.6% say no.
Yeah. Oh, we've got more comments. Frida.
Okay. It says here, no, it teaches them to be greedy, take it all, don't care about others. Well, they're different kinds of entrepreneurs, right? And I think it's all different kinds of people.
Right.
Right. And you can't, they're also lawyers and accountants and engineers who can go either way, you know. So there's one. This is from Rebel to Save the Environment. Alvinder Singh, the study, hard earned degree, find good job model is slowly becoming less relevant. Teaching kids entrepreneurship skills from an early stage is slowly becoming the key to their future success. Podger says, doesn't matter either way, as the most important role is the government in supporting the welfare and social aspects of Raya.
And a quick look at the poll on Instagram. You have 83% who say yes, they would raise their kids to be an entrepreneur. Thank you everyone for all your feedback, your messages.
You're listening to the right channel.
Yes, and for participating in our poll as well. That of course was our top story, how to raise an entrepreneurial kid. We then moved on to the story about how Tiffany is spearheading transparency, and finally
Cheetah out in the US giving food, free food.
Yes.
To people who need it.
Stay tuned. Right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. Frida and I will be back again same time tomorrow for more interesting stories on entrepreneurship, tech and personal growth and organizational growth. Till then, stay tuned and see you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.